Welcome to Wow Yourself, Your Friends, and the World Virtual Summit, brought today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I am just thrilled to have the amazing Miss Sheila Unique. Sheila, why don't you take it from here?
Thanks, Tanya. You know, it's always interesting to see which way my heart takes me and the topics that are put forward by the Public Speakers Association. Like, we could go in any direction when I think about the topic when it comes to wowing yourself and your friends in the world. But earlier I was thinking to myself, maybe this is about being grateful for all the people in our lives. Wow. Well, but my talk was already in the works, so here we go. Today, I invite you to be open to the unique approach, which involves looking inside yourself in relation to anything and everything outside of yourself. So what is it to see your own wow in relation to all else? I will talk specifically about each area presented, specifically around yourself, your friends, and the world. So what is it to wow yourself? To wow yourself, in a nutshell, is going from a place of reaction to a place where you no longer react. To me, that clearly is an opportunity to wow yourself. So let me explain this a little more. You are either growing towards being in a state of non-reaction within yourself or being in a state of conflict. So when you're bothered about something, there is conflict inside. Conflict can be expressed through your thoughts, your words, your actions, and even through the pain in your body. You will know there is conflict by what you feel on the inside in relation to what is being reflected on the outside of you. And that's a clear sign if you have a reaction. So a state of conflict includes reactions on any or all levels. That's physically, mentally, and spiritually. You've heard body, mind, and spirit. Reactions show up in times when you're bothered, annoyed, or have problems of some kind. Now think of having problems. I know, who wants to think of problems right now? But play along with me. You may even wow yourself with what you learn. So in thinking of your problems, now, these can be any problems, anything. Focus on one problem you're experiencing right now in your life. One problem which is causing you more grief than you would like. Now, how is that making you feel? You may be sitting there thinking to yourself, I don't want to even think about this problem anymore. Well, that would be the problem that I'm talking about. So when you think of how that makes you feel, maybe it starts to bring up different reactions inside. Maybe your physical body aches and maybe some pains show up. Maybe there's negative thoughts and emotions jumping in and out throughout the week. Maybe you're recognizing that that problem brings up a lot of unrest inside. Well, maybe you feel anger surfacing because you've tried so many things to fix it, to make this problem right, and yet the problem is still there. Are you feeling disempowered or defeated? I invite you right now to just notice what's actually going on inside of you. That's all I want you to do, is notice what's going on inside of you right now. Now let the problem go. We're going to shift this up a bit. So now I invite you to imagine your problem, the problem that you were just thinking about. Imagine that problem is resolved inside of yourself. Let me say that again. Your problem is now resolved inside of yourself. Do you think that would wow yourself? To put that into perspective a little more, the problem you initially thought of, the problem which was causing all kinds of reactions inside, maybe it was upsetting you, maybe it's making you angry, causing you to have sleepless nights. Yes, that problem. That problem is resolved, and you can truly feel that you no longer react. You are totally at peace inside. That problem is resolved. Would you be wowed? To me, those moments of recognizing a problem had miraculously been resolved inside, and I'm at peace. That wow was me. I always say, you are rewarded for doing your inner work. And by the way, my friends, that is totally 100% possible for you. So just a side note, I realized as I'm talking here, the only thing that changed in my talk when you were thinking of the problem and how that felt and then imagining the problem being resolved, do you know the only thing that changed were your thoughts? FYI, it's kind of like being guided what to think and feel, and a lot of stuff in life is exactly that. Just be aware that as you go about your day-to-day life, you are being guided what to think, what to feel, what to do, how to do it, all the time. Again, it's just about being aware. So why is this such a big deal to feel at peace inside? You may be thinking to yourself, I do that all the time. Well, do you? Let's look at people in your life. Maybe, for example, people you don't like. Resolving your problem inside isn't about never talking to them again because they're rude or condescending. It isn't about not answering their phone calls. Those are external things you can kind of, if I could use the word, control so that you don't have to deal with those kinds of people. I'm talking about you being at peace inside yourself, even when you think of those kinds of people, regardless if you talk to them or not. You see, there will be qualities in people you don't like. Someone who is bossy, someone who thinks they know it all, someone who just rubs you the wrong way. It has been my experience that those kind of people, they just don't disappear off the planet. Now, if you can be at peace inside in relation to those kinds of people outside of you, that is about being wowed. Wowing yourself could be as simple as noticing things like, you don't get caught up in the drama of the family. You don't feed into conversations that are just ridiculous. You just observe. Wowing yourself could be when you don't get all upset like you used to before, when you don't doubt yourself or your skills. It's about where you truly start to trust in yourself and the greater plan in your life. Wow. You see, the conflict you feel inside, the reactions you feel inside, those reactions are about you and how you feel. Those reactions are not about changing and fixing everyone and everything around you. Because I don't know about you, but changing and fixing everyone around me just doesn't work. Because I'll show you that process of fixing and changing others can go on and on. You try to change and fix one person and well, then another shows up and you try to change and fix that person and then again and again. And even though you try to change people time and time again, the interesting thing I want you to hear right now is you still are bothered inside yourself. So when the next person shows up with the same stuff, the stuff that you've been trying to change and fix in them, well, when I put it that way, where do you think the bother rests? The bother rests inside of you, and it will be inside of you where the change will take place, not in the people outside of you. It will be inside of you where the healing takes place, leaving you to feel totally at peace, regardless of what others do around you. And that is why, when I talk about resolving your problems inside yourself, those are the times of recognizing the wow within yourself. Let me just give you a heads up right here. Sometimes to wow yourself doesn't look so wow to the other people around you. Now, think of what feels good to you, what you need at certain times in your day or certain times in your week. That may be as simple as closing yourself off in the bathroom for 10 minutes to just breathe. Doing what feels good to you isn't always accepted by the others around you. But remember, this is about you wowing yourself. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that matters most to you. And allow me to just take this in another direction just for a short minute. When you're stressed, when you're frustrated, when you're annoyed, how do you treat the other people around you? You may experience not being as patient as you normally are. You may find that you don't even want to take time to ask someone how they're doing because you have no energy left. You may find you don't go out as much or you don't participate as much. Again, because you're so bothered and exhausted and drained and overwhelmed and with everything that's going on. So taking time to wow yourself is very important, not only for you, but the other people around you. Because the other side of that, to be in a state of calm, feeling at peace inside, that is an opportunity, again, to wow yourself. So if I may say here, this is about changes you make within yourself. You may react by closing down. Maybe that's the kind of person you are. Maybe you close down and you're not saying anything. Whatever it is for you is perfect. Because when I talk about reactions, this is about you and what it is for you. So wow yourself. That also includes this major point. Oftentimes, people don't stop to recognize or even appreciate the changes they have made inside of themselves, the changes for the good. So, for example, let's say you used to get so annoyed when the in-laws would come to visit. But now you notice a change inside yourself where you don't seem to even be bothered, like you're more at peace when they come over. Now, that is an example of a positive change. Before, you reacted and were annoyed when the in-laws would come over, and now you're more at peace inside. For that change to take place, for you to feel at peace inside yourself, something had to have shifted inside yourself. You might be saying, oh my gosh, my in-laws, they seem so much nicer, has nothing to do with me. Well, those in-laws are the same people. And something had to have shifted inside of you to now attract to you in-laws that seem to be so much nicer. So whatever those in-laws were doing to cause you to feel annoyed, you are now in a place where you are no longer reacting to whatever that was. So if I could say again, that shift inside of yourself is what I'm referring to here. That is your own wow. Now, people tend to think that the people outside of them are the ones who are the problems, or they're the ones that make the changes. That is not the case, especially when it comes to problems, when it comes to reactions, when it comes to energy. Your reactions are about you and how you feel. And when your reactions are cleared, when your blocks are cleared, that indicates that you have made a shift inside of you, reflecting in a bigger, brighter change outside of you. Wow. Let me quickly move on to what is it to wow friends? Now, I'm going to go in two different directions. First of all, you being wowed of your friends, and your friends being wowed of you. So, you know how friends are. There's conversations, and, you know, friends share things that are going great, and friends also share problems they're dealing with. If you have friends like I got friends. So to be wowed of your friends could look like this. When you share problems with your friends, you notice all of a sudden something is different in them. Different in a really good way. And here are some examples. The first example is you share your problems. Before, your friend would have just jumped in and talked about all the times they experienced that too, and the world needs to shape up, etc. And now your friend listens more closely without saying anything, and you actually feel heard. They are hearing you. Another example, when you shared problems with your friends, you maybe felt like they didn't care what you were going through. They just wanted, you know, you to stay positive. Well, now you notice they are more accepting of where you're at. They just seem to be better friends for some reason. Those are examples of you being wowed by a friend. And it's kind of like the things you would love other people to do for you. You are actually seeing those things happen through your friends. You see your transformation expressed through your friends. So for your friends to be wowed by you, of you, could look like this. In those times of recognizing the wow in your friends, you wow them right back by sharing what you observed. what you observed more so about the positive changes you noticed in them now, and how that has impacted you and your life. It's always fun to also share how much you appreciate them for those changes. And just an FYI, they may not even know that there's changes. That's the fun part. So what is it to wow the world? First, let me identify what it includes in my expression of the world. When I think of the world, to me, the world includes your family, the people you work with, the customer service people you deal with on the phone or in stores. The world includes people standing in line ahead of you in a store, in a line ahead of you maybe in a car wash. The world includes the slow people, the ones that walk slower than you, take longer than you do to make a decision. It includes people who aren't patient, people who are judgmental, the people you like and the people you don't like. The world includes all kinds of people. To wow them, consider this. You wow them by not reacting to what they choose to do or say in life. You wow them by not judging them. You wow them by not criticizing them. Interesting. I would like to share a personal story with you. I grew up in a home where things were never good enough. No matter what I did or didn't do, there were always comments about how I could have or should have done this or that. And it was pretty easy for people around me to be really wise after something was done. So not long ago, a number of us were making salsa sauce. And when we were done, we gave some to our mom. My mom called me after trying it and asked me how I made it. So innocently, I was sharing, and she said she wanted to know because it wasn't like her salsa sauce. When I shared a few things, she started to tell me how we cut the veggies too small and there was just too much juice. And in that moment, I told her to stop being critical of the salsa. And she says she wasn't. She was just asking. But if I may share, I wasn't wowed by our conversation. So let me speak about this from the other side. If my mom actually approached her comments from the point of view of acceptance or expressing her gratitude, that would have wowed me. So I've learned from the conditioning growing up. I've learned both from how it feels when people do it to me and how I feel when I do it to other people around me. And notice how I said how I feel when I do that to other people around me. I've learned, and I might add, I'm still learning what it is to just love and appreciate others for what they have done. Because we can't change what's done. And every time I catch myself not saying the could-haves or the should-haves, those kind of things, I get excited inside, kind of like wowing myself. Wowing myself through the world around me. You see, people express what they would like at times in conversations. You may say something like this, you know, if only people would be more patient. Oh, if people only would be less critical. Maybe you say, if people could be more responsible or more on time. Those are the things that people are expressing, the if onlys. They would be wowed if somebody did that for them. Have you ever thought about that? All right. So for over 14 years, I'm running out of time. Tanya's over there going, oh my gosh. So for over 14 years, I've worked with reactions, reactions expressed through the body, mind, and spirit. And I've witnessed people going from being upset and angry with others to being in a state of calm inside. And to me, when I hear the words people use when they're in a reactive state, words that aren't so uplifting and actually really hurtful, I know when they go from the reactive state to a state of calm where the reaction is lifted and they see with clarity, I know their relationships are wowed by their transformation inside themselves. And that is what it is to feel your wow inside yourself. So when you feel and experience the wow on the inside, the calm will always be expressed on the outside. So you see, people don't change so you feel better. You feel better, and then the people change. This is all about energy. This is all about feelings. This is all about wowing yourself, your friends, and the world. Because when you are wowed, transformation has taken place inside yourself. And from there, now it's time to see the evidence of your transformation by being aware of the change inside yourself. You may be the only one who notices, and frankly, you are the only one who should actually care. You are about you. You are your own leading authority when it comes to you and your life. So I invite you to see evidence of truth around you, leaves you in a place of greater appreciation, the wow factor within. And from there, you can express that wow factor outside of you just by the nature of the great feelings you have inside. So the unique approach is about working with your whole being, your physical body, mental body, spirit body, working with your energetics, your mindsets, and most of all, your heart. So if you experience pain of any kind, if you experience friction in relationships, maybe you're having trouble wowing yourself because of all the unrest inside, let's have a conversation. Gain clarity, focus, and forward action. All of my contact information is on my website, theuniqueapproach.com. And while you're there, you're invited to enter your name for a free draw. A free draw for an empowerment session with myself. I wish you much grace on your journey.